thoughts on the gun owner's license. The news media has been making a lot out of the fact that many Canadians have supposedly become outlaws because they own guns, but have not applied for a gun owner's license. Fact, it is that those who have obtained a gun owner's license for are the ones who have become outlawed criminals. Your gun is your property. Any attempts to remove it are theft, period. Getting a license from the Crown for anything places one into the public record as a convicted felon. Now that you have a license to own a gun, you are a felon on parole and are subject to having your gun confiscated at any time, as a convicted felon may be prohibited from owning or possessing a gun or other weapon at the whim of a government administrative officer. Based on court Roman laws, when your name is spelled in capitals, it sanctions you as a fictitious person under Roman law, therefore making you a liability strongman for the draconian empire's mistakes. Yes, your birth certificate, driver's license, citizenship, charge cards, and many other legal documents make you an inventory of the vampires. Certain royal Nazi documents dated from 1953 to 2053 are a 100-year, and non-disclosures make you a party to these atrocities as Roman law capitals fictitious person with no citizenship freedom. You may check the Palace of Versailles, Palace of Windsor, University of Delaware, etc., for a peek preview on what the gift has done for you. The gun owner's license only applies to persons who reside in Canada or a province. My fellow Canadians, you have been again treasonously deceived by this hoax government of Canada. Another scenario in deception is exemplified by the following NFA disclosures. The NFA has supplied Mr. Archibald with transcripts of court decisions that indicate the charge against him 86-3, storage in violation of a regulation cannot be used, because it is a violation of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. The NFA strongly condemns the Canadian Firearms Centre for not making enforcement officials aware of the defects in these storage charges. The CSC, by its refusal to distribute information about improper charges like this, is contributing to abuse of enforcement. Please write to the Minister of Justice and demand justice. It would be perfectly simple for the CSC to devote one issue of their bulletin to the problems of CCF 86-2M3, but they insist on delivering useless information and refuse to publish in areas like this where abuse is rampant. They will not publish anything that reduces the abuse levels. And that is wrong. 86-3 imposes a sentence of up to 2 years imprisonment, or summary conviction of $2,000 and/or 6 months. The charge leaves no room for a defense of due diligence. I didn't do it the way the regulations said to, but I did do it in a way that had the same or a better effect. That being so, storage in the alternative way leaves one guilty of the offense, and that is a violation of the Charter right to liberty. The accused can be sent to prison for up to 2 years when the accused has done nothing wrong. That is a violation of the Charter right to fundamental justice. The R versus Smiley case v. Supreme Court ruled that .86-3 violates the Charter, as indicated above, and therefore cannot be used. R versus Smiley, Supreme Court of Canada ruled that 86-2M3 are regulatory law rather than proper criminal law, and that therefore a proper defense of due diligence shall succeed.